Moth's father was a foolish, impulsive, prideful man. One day he decided to go before the king with some other men to propose a festival. He was a miller, and the other men were variously a farmer of grain, a cowherder, a baker, and an orchardist, and each of them called themselves the master of his trade. Their idea was a festival that would involve an orgy of bread-making and cake-devouring, from which they would reap the profit. The king would have a goodly cut for his coffers. The trouble was that none of the masters had given much thought to what the festival should celebrate. Their sole desire was that as much bread and butter and preserves and cream be consumed as humanly possible. When Moth heard them plotting in the parlour, she begged her mother to intervene. "They cannot go and dither before the king," she said urgently. "He will not stand for it." "You know your father, Moth," her mother said, making a coy moue at herself in the looking-glass in her bedchamber as she tried a new hair ornament her husband had brought her as a gift from a traveller. She meant he would not listen to her, Moth supposed. It was true that her father listened to no one, unless their opinion agreed with his, and then he thought them marvellously clever, though less so if it was a woman, for women were not of much account in the Middle Kingdom. Her father was not a cruel or hard man, and it might have been different if her mother had spoken with gravity from time to time, but she did not trouble herself thinking much at all, claiming it produced wrinkles and constipation. Certainly Moth's father had not wed her for her wit, but for her beauty, which was admittedly considerable. Her figure was the sort men desired, being softly full at the hip and bosom, with a dainty waist between. Her skin was rosy pink and white as a naked breast, and she had that soft, exposed look always, though it was ameliorated by her limpid eyes, blue and guileless as a summer sky. Her crowning beauty was her hair, which hung to the floor, a warm and rich honey gold fall, which her husband described as the lovely colour of wealth. That the weight of it gave Moth's mother endless headaches and neck aches did not trouble him, nor that, when she walked, it literally swept up dust and twigs and even the odd spider. Not that she had to wash or brush it herself, of course. She had a servant for that, though Moth had liked to brush her hair as a girl. Now she had the uncontrollable urge to shake her mother, for truly she was like a big, stupid, soft doll.